page and look at it county by county. And Weld County, where they got the meatpacking place, I mean, I think they're sitting at like a 4 point. It's either 4 point or 7 point. So it's seven. So it's basically 700 times more deadly than the flu.
Yeah. Those numbers are pretty,
man. We got a break. We're out of time on this segment. Paul, if you want to stay a couple of minutes, you may. But otherwise, let's take the break, and maybe we'll come back, folks, if we survive that last call. All right. Rick Adams, Uncensored. We shall return.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip hot tea, mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
Rick Adams is on.
And we are back. At least you are, and I am. Paul left. He's a busy guy today, but he said he thanks for the show. He thanks me and you for the show. It was most hilarious, most fun-packed, and most, I would say, what he basically implied, it was most entertaining. And that's good. That's the way it ought to be. Informative, but entertaining, because as you know, people do have, generally speaking, not this audience at RBN, but generally they have an attention span of 2 to 3 minutes per day, and that's about all they can take. That's about all they can hack. So it was good. It was very good, and we have different views on everything here, but I think we'd like to deal just with facts. As we've said today, we don't have the facts. We can't trust the authorities. We cannot believe them because they've already shown they lie. They're not accurate in their information. They have a vested interest in promoting various forms of allopathic medicine, which, of course, truly among them would be, as you know, the vaccination campaign. So I don't believe anything anymore. I just believe God. I just believe his word, and that's it. I don't believe anything as far as statistics are concerned. I promote some things. I announce some things. I read headlines, but don't ask me, Rick, do you believe that 18 million people are going to get the coronavirus? No. Do you believe 200,000? No. I believe it is largely fictitious, and that what we have is just another case of another flu, another epidemic that's going through the United States. Severe, I think, to be sure. I can't say. But I don't fear it. You shouldn't fear it. If you know how to arm yourselves physically, mentally, spiritually, and, yes, naturopathically, You need not fear that. Quite frankly, you can fear just walking across the street more than anything else. All right, well, I have some more clips to play. Art's coming on, but I want to take a couple of quick calls, if we can, and let us begin with Tom in Utah. And let's try to keep it to the point and quick. Go ahead. Tom, you're first.
I just want to add a, like, kind of a supportive footnote to Murr. By the way, in the 50s, when I went into veterinary and then human pathology, and that day we called these little organisms under the microscope decomposers, an appropriate name. But in agreement with what Murr is indicating, we realized that these decomposers did not have any ability until the tissue was degrading that they were primarily, you know, organized or designed for, if you want to call it designed. So what you have to do is predispose your body with nutritional disparity and all the other toxic events that we suffer through. And then these organisms then have opportunity to kind of clean up the mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
They become evident in a disease state. They're evident because they're there. But they were designed to go in and turn a malfeasant tissue into dust.
Okay.
So the viral and the bacterial particles and the parasites are there, but they're kind of the janitors cleaning up the mess that we created. We need to stop creating the mess.
All right.
So, Murr,
you're
on
much.
Target, but I'll have this footnote, and that's the bacteria are there. But the
Very
cause
Thank
is
you.
Our own behavior.
All right. You said it pretty well. Thank you. Dave in Nevada is next. Hello, Dave. Come on up.
How you doing, Rick? Yeah, I'll just be brief and to the point. It's just kind of I just wanted to respond kind of to the last caller before the last one.
Yeah. All right.
Since when? I'm not like pointing fingers. But since when are people so concerned about life and death?
Why is this such an issue?
Why is this such an issue now? Like people actually care about each other now. It's so funny. It's like. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm so concerned about people's health now, and like people are going to die. Like they're all of a sudden someone's concerned about me.
Yeah,
like, you have to wear a mask because they want to save me. Really, you're since when are you? I don't even know you. since when we've had like over 60 million babies murdered by abortion, and since like now all of a sudden We have this governor in New York who is a third-term abortionist, quote-unquote Catholic, and all of a sudden he's concerned about people's well-being and their health.
It's called the New Age movement. New Ages.
And people are bickering about, the statistics in this city are like 700 times, and so all of a sudden you're concerned about life and death. And it's like all of a sudden there's only one form of death. It's COVID. No, there's no other way you can die. There's no other way you can't die from cancer.
That's how we can be directed by whatever is particle beam weaponry or just plain old propaganda, gamma rays, whatever. We're directed. And that's what I resent most of all. I will not wear a mask in public at all. And people look at you and they point like fingers at you. They say, what's wrong with you? You know, and say, what's wrong with you? The problem is you can't think for yourself.
It's like, I don't know if you were a Twilight Zone fan. There's that one episode of Twilight Zone where there's a guy in bed. He's in a hospital bed. And he's surrounded by these nurses and doctors. And he looks up at the nurses and he's a human being guy. And he's looking at the faces of the nurses and the doctors. And they're staring back at him. And he's going, what is going on? And the camera pans to the faces of all the nurses and the doctors. And they're pigs. Their faces are pigs, the actual pigs. And they're like staring at each other, like going, "What are you? Who are you? You're really ugly looking."
I know.
That's the situation that we're in.
Sure. Okay. Good points. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate your call, Dave. Thank you. All right. Donna in California is next. Hello, Donna. Come on up. Hello, Donna.
Yes. Hello.
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to bring up something about the mask. In the city of Palm Desert, it's $1,000 fine if you don't wear a mask when you go out.
Wow, where are you going to get the money if you're fined? I want to know how people are going to pay. We're going to bring back the debtors' prisons.
It's worse in Palm Springs. It's a $3,000 fine.
Wow.
If you go out without a mask.
I better see
my sister
some nice
lives
little
in...
merchant of Venice. I better get some new credit cards from a nice little, what's his name, Joe Rosenberg or something. Oh, gosh. Unbelievable.
Governor Newsom has issued an order to Humboldt County. That's in Northern California on the coast where the redwoods are. Eureka.
Mm-hmm.
And he issued an order that nobody can go on the beaches. And the sheriff there has announced he's not going to enforce the order.
That's right.
He said he won't enforce it because he said that violates people's civil liberties. So that's a good sheriff.
Yeah,
so no matter what Newsom says
in that county, there are a lot of sheriffs like that, and usually they wind up getting ostracized on the evening propaganda mills, and they're made to look like those troublemakers that don't want to go to war and kill 200 million people overseas and call it freedom. You know, those kinds of people. We gotta lock them up. We gotta start labeling them. You know, put a little star on top of their heads, and we can isolate them, and then we can quarantine them. You know, we can put them in a camp or something, because they're a danger to the greater good of our society. You understand?
All right. Now I heard that Governor Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
Yep. Yeah, we've talked about that before. They're all related, basically, the family there. They're politicians, you know, are like cockroaches. It's not so much that they fall in and mess up. It's what they pick up and carry away, you know?
Right.
I mean, they're related. They're just, that family is definitely a Cosa Nostra family. They do as they're expected to do. But people are restless. And no matter what you proclaim, no matter how many laws you pass, the only thing that you can enforce them with is the heavy guns. And unless they're willing to go door to door and start searching people like they tried here in my state, and they were ostracized, as you know, my governor, all over the media, Raimondo, then you better give up, because it's going to be a violent struggle. And that may come. It may come yet. Okay, Donna, I have to go. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you. Linda in New York is up next. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Rick. I have a question and a comment. I was on my computer, and I was looking into this site for reopening New York and all this, and a video came up with Alexa. And it was stating that the virus and the Democrats were using this to regain the presidency. And I haven't been able to find it. Have you heard anybody that has seen it?
I haven't heard anybody that's seen that one, but I'm sort of suspicious because there's so much RNC stuff and DNC going on. To be perfectly candid, it could very well be a Trump operative. And, you know, I'm not one of the big fans of any politician, as you know. I think they're all a bunch of hypocrites and liars.
Well,
so,
I think it was taken down. And I said to my husband, it was a thought. And now I'm starting to wonder, you know, I think with the vaccine, which is, I will never take, I believe that if the government will, if it is enforced somehow, that everybody will get a card. And if you've had the vaccine, you can go buy bread, milk, do your banking. If you don't have a card, like a driver's license, you aren't going anywhere. That was just a thought that entered my mind. Scary, but a thought.
Yeah. Well, I know there's a lot of these things that make you think and make you wonder, but let's not get paranoid. Let's not go overboard. What's going to happen is going to happen. Certain things will happen. But, you know, the key word here is resistance. You resist tyranny, and that's service to God when you resist tyranny. It's not constitutional.
And also, I wanted to state, governors are there to do the state's business, financial, whatever. I don't understand, well, How can these governors have so much power over their people? How?
Well, because
that's not what they were put in there to do.
The people give them that power. They allow them to do that. And they say, we'll wait until the next election. Well, the next election may not come. And this is why the founders said, you know, when you reach that point of tyranny, you have to think about abolishing or overthrowing that form of government. You see, that government is illegal. It's out of bounds. So it's just a matter of time and what will happen. There will be revolution. There will be violence in the streets. Yeah.
Yep. I told everybody, read the Communist Manifesto. Look up Dr. Fauci, his connection to Bill Gates. And I post that all over. And people, you know, they don't, you know, they don't want to take the time to read, research, and see.
No. Now, this is the age of flash mirror images they get on their Talmud vision screens. That's the age we live in. Don't think, don't read, don't study. I understand. Thank you so much for your call, Linda. It's good to hear from you. All right.
Thank you, and have a good day.
Here. Yep, and I'm going to see if I can squeeze a couple of more in, three. And I would like to get to that audio clip. It's very, very good, and we have Art coming on. So let's see if we can quickly move through. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, Rick. How are you, my friend? You know,
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you.
That's good to hear. Dave from Nevada made a point, and it's got me thinking. You know, Rick, in this day and age, when people are selfish and only thinking of their own best interest and don't even know their neighbors, I mean, when you have a strong faith in God, you don't fear that.
Absolutely
not.
You know,
it seems to me... these people are worrying about their own life and death, not that of others. And that's a sad commentary on people because it only stands to reason that if they're that selfish, then God forbid a food shortage. It'll be something to see, Rick. This virus, if anything, taught me about how people think and act. And I don't like what I see, Rick. And I think it's a lack of a faith in God where...
It all goes back to that basics of God. Yes, it does go back to your relationship and our societal relationship to the Creator. Everything goes back to that.
What I see is... I don't know how to explain it, but I see people having apprehension of each other. And I mentioned this on another show. I see them... separating themselves from other people, and it scares me, Rick, because, like I said, it proves to me that they have a certain lack of faith, and they're so afraid, but they're afraid only for their own lives. Would you agree with that, Rick?
Precisely. A lot of that is true. They don't even give a thought to their grandchildren or those that aren't even here. They're thinking, will I survive this? What am I going to do? How am I going to pay my mortgage? You know, thing is, they never thought of these things before. I've been telling people this for years, to prepare for the day when you're not going to have abundance, when you're going to have shortages, and you're not going to have the kind of life that you have today. Prepare for that. No, we're just having a good time. We're living off tomorrow's nickel. And nobody listens to me. Nobody thinks about these things. So what can I say? I could say, look, I've been doing it. I'm prepared. And most people are not. And I don't have, one of these survival kits. I don't have I've got machine guns everywhere and all kinds of water. I have enough. And I have faith. And the Lord will see me through if that's his will. And if it's not his will, so be it.
And that's why I like you and your program, Rick. God bless you and keep the faith, my friend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Chance. You're a great guy. I appreciate it. You're a good faith man. All right. We have Mick in New Mexico now. Hello, Mick. You're on the program.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Paul. Hey. I'll wait on the other side.
All right. He beat me to it. The break this game. We'll be right back. We have some new sponsors and support RBN. John Stat Miller will be most happy to hear that. Please do so. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust.
Why?
A million years of sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Hey, folks, we are back rather quickly, and Mick, go ahead. You're next.
Okay. Well, let's start with, you've read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of the Zion Pigs. Get one second. I'm making sarcasm on it.
Yeah.
You understand what I said? That's where most of that's coming from.
Okay.
Then, let's start with, you were the first time they ever gave these chip to an American person. Do you have an idea?
No. Go ahead, tell me, because I'm having trouble
UFO
hearing you. Can't hear you too well.
Yep. But you remember the UFO abductees? It was always being chipped with these chips. Seems our government, the CIA, and the military have been involved in that since the 50s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hear you.
Does that make sense?
Of course. Of course. I'm well familiar with it.
Welcome to Muppet Land, to be honest about it, you know what I'm saying? Now, here in New Mexico, We got one of these common sapsuckers of the governor. And every other level, they're communists and run the cities. That's a bad way here where I live in. There's one judge who was sitting out here. He shot one of his masks. Was not on. He said, I'll tell you about that. See, that's all baloney. About this COVID. See, that's your opinion. And right across the street, the city is working on putting in cement. For people to walk on. Walks. And that's funny.
Yep.
And that's all. He's the guy right to the eyes of what the heck was going on. It's all bovine scatology. And I'm not going to explain that word.
Okay. All right. You know what? Can you, you can send me the emails as you do, and it's easier if I can get to read them, okay? I just want to know. I'm having a little difficulty understanding you, all right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Mick?
Uh-huh.
I understand. You have some issues. That's okay. Please do that if you will. All right? Thank you.
Shut up.
Thank you very much. All right. How about Fred in Michigan quickly, because Art is standing by. Fred, you are up on the program now.
Hey there, Rick.
Yeah.
Robert, last Sunday night, Incendiary Radio aired
a
segment regarding Judy Mikovits's criminal action investigation of Anthony Fauci via the FBI. Mm-hmm. I suspect that involved Fauci's unauthorized confiscation of her proprietary research data that could well have proved that since the inception of the vaccine program, including the 1918 Fort Riley pneumococcus pneumonia bacterium inoculation, which was the real Spanish flu, according to Rick Berry, Kevin Berry went into the archives at NIH and discovered all this data regarding the pneumococcus pneumonia bacterium at Fort Riley, 1918. So that criminal investigation by FBI was abruptly terminated by the DOJ Attorney General just recently. Okay, so that coupled with KERO23ABC.com in Bakersfield, which covered the 68-minute press conference of Drs. Erickson and his colleague regarding the corona COVID scandemic, which they proved to be nothing other than a typical seasonal flu with all of their thousands of patient presentation lab test data. So what I'm advocating is that anyone in earshot should contact their local ABC affiliate, as I have done this week, and motivate all your friends to do likewise and demand that the local ABC affiliate access the KERO23ABC's coverage of that press conference from 22 April and air it, and 7 days prior to the airing, do a PSA every hour of the day for 7 days prior to, and then do a town hall meeting after they air it on their local ABC affiliate, and then forward all the participants' input to the governor and the state legislature, including the aforementioned Judy Mikovits's criminal action investigation by the FBI that was abruptly terminated by DOJ. This all needs to come out locally. Thanks, Rick.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all of that. And you're on to something. I've been following it as well. A lot of prosecutorial crimes here. Thank you very much. I do appreciate your call again, Fred. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Thank you. Rick Adams, Uncensored, and don't forget, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, ACH.com in the UK, and I'll be taping another program with him very shortly this week, I think, and then it will be aired. So you patronize him, you support Andrew Hitchcock and his website and his wonderful work in interviewing a lot of good people on Eurofolk as well. You know, Art is here now, and it's been a while. Sorry about that, Art, but welcome back to the program. Hello, Art. Come on. Where is he? Do we have Art?
Yes, can you hear me now?
I can now hear you perfectly, yes. How are you doing, young man?
Good. And how about yourself, looking younger
well,
than
I'm
ever.
Doing well. I mean, I'm doing well. I went to the doctors this week. I had my regularly scheduled, appointment with the primary care physician. And of course, at the door, I was immediately met with, stop there, Mr. Adams. Don't move forward. Don't go anywhere. Get your mask on. Okay, yeah. Now this is a big fat nurse that's speaking to me, right? And another overweight nurse is going to take me in. Take me to see the doctor. And I'm laughing. Say, none of them has any gloves on. And they're worried about me having a mask on and then being very careful how I walk and everything else. And I'm saying, this is preposterous. This is absolute, total absurdity. So when I get into the doctor, you know, got a good checkup, and, you know, he and I sort of, you know, laughed a little bit in that this is absurd. And he agreed with me. You know, I said, you doctors, if you start coming up with a protocol that helps people, like the one I'm on, then you could be in trouble and ostracized. And he agreed, yes. And he sort of like made a disparaging reference to Dr. Fauci. So, you know, I'm not the only one, Art. And you're not the only one, and our audience isn't. There are doctors who know that this is a massive swindle. It's a massive attempt to bring down the old economic system and usher in the new world order. And they don't like it either, but what can they do about it? Doctors are leaving the field. They're not being trained properly. The whole medical society is being taken over, and the government wants total control. So, you know, need I say more? I just merrily walked myself out, and that was it. But I am not obeying any masking, because mask is masquerading. And I don't like to masquerade. You know, as one group of people in this world who claim to be of Judah, the tribe of Judah, and are not, they're masqueraders. And quite frankly, masquerading is deceit. It's deceitful. So I don't want anything to do with it, unless I have to. I'm going to the doctor's office? Well, I will. I'll put it on temporarily. But I'm not going to wear it all day. I'm not going to wear it outside. And I'm not going to make it difficult for myself to breathe, you know, because that's what it does. So, anyway, that's how it turned out. Go ahead. You tell me something now.
Okay. Well, I mean, initially, because China was lying, there was a risk there. And the potential risk was just like what happened when the Spaniards came into the North and South America in the 1500s. Where they brought smallpox and wiped out 90% of the Indian population, okay? But we know that already. This is not going to happen, okay? So then they're talking about what they call, you know, giving a vaccination. What does the vaccination do? They give you weakened viruses that helps you build antibodies, okay? Well, isn't the herd immunization doing the same thing, where basically you get exposed to low doses of COVID-19 and your body basically builds immunity that way? What's the difference between that and a vaccination? Okay? Really isn't that much of a difference.
A whole lot of money.
Yes.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. There's a lot of money to be made here and a lot of people to make sick. You're right. Absolutely.
Right. But, you know, herd immunity is the same thing as a vaccination. Okay? For all intents and purposes. The end result is that your body builds antibodies and resistance to the infection. So, that's the point I want to say with respect to that. Now, with respect to the industry, it was the, how would you say, that special tribe in the Middle East there that basically through mergers and acquisitions took over our pharmaceutical industry and shipped it all to China, okay? Somehow that's not being talked about too much, you know. Why aren't we starting to take over these industries, you know, through RICO? They need to be taken over and brought back to America. You know, they're trying to say, oh, let's create incentives for it. I'll tell you the incentive you need to create for it. Bring the industry back and the investor of America will lock you up and take all your assets away. You know, that's the incentive they need, as I said.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What about Mr. Newsom now? What is his relationship to Nancy Pelosi?
Oh, well, basically, Pelosi is the daughter of Tommy D'Alessandro, the mayor of Baltimore, who was directly tied in with the Gambino crime family. Okay, she's basically a mafia princess, Italian mafia princess, and Gavin Newsom is her nephew. Okay, so tell me that Nancy Pelosi and Gavin Newsom are not directly tied to the Gambino crime family, and also because of the conference with Meyer Lansky and the Franconia Hotel, and Bugsy Siegel, where they said the Yids and the Dagos will no longer fight each other. Okay, so you tell me that those two are not part of organized crime.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead. I want to hear what you say.
Well, it seems as if with Newsom now, he's got his head in a Newsom with this beach problem that he's having in all of these these cities along the coast. And the beaches, people are getting antsy, very antsy. Southern and Northern California, Central California, you know, and you know, things are getting very hectic now with people wanting to go out. Cabin fever has taken its toll for weeks now, and they're not just going to sit there. So I'm wondering, with all of this going on across America and everywhere, I've been asking people this, are we going to see a Kent State moment? You know what I'm saying when I say that? You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Are we going to see a Kent State moment? You remember Kent State, right?
Oh, yes, Fort Dade in Ohio, sure. And that was what we were talking about in the past, where basically Nixon's buddy there, Max Fisher, you know, Kent State University there, the Max Fisher School of Business, one of the members of Murder Incorporated, you know, had the National Guard go out there and shoot the students there and protest against the Vietnam War. Yes, that is a real possibility.
Now, see, if something like that happens, and we do have a moment where we have a poster child, it could go either way. And that means that it depends on if it's CIA, Mossad, then that would mean that it would be a professional job in which a follow-up martial law scenario could very well be implemented. And in order to do that, no police department, no National Guard is going to be able to handle that. So I know this is what they would like to do. They've made it clear a long time. And will that happen? I'm not a soothsayer. I can't tell you how it will play out. But that's what they would like. And that's why I'm very suspicious of when I hear about militia movements in the various states doing things that may seem quite confrontational. Because I know that CIA, Mossad, NHS, and DHS are all involved to some degree in this plan to help bring about a fatalistic moment. On the other hand, it could very well galvanize people across America so that they start fighting on a local city-by-city, state-by-state basis. And then you will not be able to control that. You will not be able to control it because of the widespread ownership of guns, you see? That's the way I'm looking at it, Art. What do you think?
Right. I think there's, you know, if this continues and they don't open up the economies, I think there's a real major risk of a civil war. Okay, look at, you know, basically they're reporting 30 million people out of work. I've heard that it may actually balloon up to 50 million people. They're talking that in a global economy that possibly 50% of the entire workforce of the world would be put out of work over COVID. Okay, so things are not going to come back that fast. You know, I understand they're going to try to do it, but you know, it's going to be some major revamping. So where are we going to see it? You're going to see it in the inner cities where poverty is going to be sky high. And with the summer coming, that's a perfect condition to have riots. Okay? If I was a betting person, I'd bet Baltimore would be one of them, Detroit, who knows, Miami, L.A. I would bet one of those cities will start seeing riots. I think
point.
We're only weeks away from that happening.
Very good point, Art. And I think back to Chicago, 1968. You remember that, too?
Yes, right.
And what happened
Chicago
then?
Right.
Yeah. We had the FBI, which launched the COINTELPRO operation, in which they were part of this operation of trying to create more violence and then clamp down on it. And, you know, this government is totally, totally diabolical, I believe, this government in Washington. I don't care who sits in the Oval Office. That's where I part company. There is a shadow government. There is an overseeing government. There is an invisible government that rules over all. And that's why Trump has given his approval to say, yeah, the Israelis can annex the West Bank if they want. We have no objection to that. But we still have a Palestinian-Israeli state in the offing. You know, it's humorous. If it wasn't so tragic, it would be genuinely funny. But they rule. They rule.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're right. And basically, you know, now recognize Jerusalem as the official state, a capital of the state of Israel, you know, that mafia state that was set up during the Truman administration. And I heard, you know, from some of the RBN callers earlier there talking about mob springs that they call Palm Springs, you know, basically implementing $3,000 fines for not wearing a mask. How typical. You want to see what the mafia is doing? Go see Palm Springs and what they're doing. That's one of the points I want to say then.
Sure.
As far as, you know, the reality is, okay, this may be a virus that kills people. It certainly does. Is that a does it justify the point of putting at risk literally half of the world's population out of work?
Sure seems that way, though, doesn't it? Huh?
Right, right. So then the question is, cui bono? Who benefits? Who's making money? Well, let's look here.
Well,
in the,
that's right. That's right. You raise great questions, Arne, and you also provide a lot of answers and connect the dots. For those new listeners, you can go right to Art's website, noplaceforcorruption.com, and he does a great job in showing the connections, the Fisher connection, the Annenberg connections, and so on and so forth. Like here in Rhode Island, we have this Annenberg school that, I mean, Annenbergs have basically bought Brown University Med School, and they own the entire kit and caboodle of the medical approaches here. So they have Dr. Levin, Levine, whatever, and they have a whole host of others who are literally telling us that they are in the forefront, you know, of this battle to save us from COVID. And at what price? Well, they don't name the price tag. But now they're admitting, Art, that all the statistical models they've used have been skewered. You know, we need so many extra hospital beds. We have an endemic. We're going to have to decide who shall live and who shall die, over 60 or under 60. What do we do with the elderly? This is communism. This is communism pure and simple. And who brought it to us? That same group in the Middle East, the same tribe that you're talking about.
Right. But it's the story of the enemy within, as Cicero says. That enemy is the cursory nurse right in your own neighborhoods, right in your school, right in your local government. That's where it is. Running your local state, county, and also running your state governments. That's the kosher nurse that you're seeing. There is no difference to me between what I call the kosher nurse, the Jewish mafia, and communism. They are the same.
Right. Absolutely. I got a couple of calls. We have a break coming up. Let's see if I can squeeze in Wayne right now from Texas. Hello, Wayne. Are you there?
Hi, Rick. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Yes, got a couple comments real quick here. Number one, when folks start talking about these figures for people dying from COVID, let's remember that Dr. Birx herself admitted that if someone has different circumstances like diabetes and CPD and COVID, that COVID gets the you know, it gets the blame for the death. So that's really skewing the numbers for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So that's one point. Now, also, Judge Napolitano, I know he goes off the reservation sometimes, but he has been on several Fox shows talking about these executive orders and edicts, and he continually stresses that these things have no basis in the Constitution, they carry no legal liability, and no force of law. And basically, the only law that's out there is positive law that's passed by our legislature. So some of these, you know, local mayors and code enforcers or whatever, they need to be reminded that they're, you know, they're abetting, you know, almost a criminal action here by doing this. And number two is everybody keeps using the term civil liberties, but we should not be concerned about civil liberties because that comes from civil rights and that comes from government. We should be talking about protecting our constitutional liberties because that's what we need to stand on. You know, civil liberties for sure.
No argument here.
And so, again, last thing, I think we need to be learning some of what's happening to us. These citations and tickets, they are just offers of contract. And if you could get some maybe legal beagles on the show someday that could maybe teach us how to do conditional acceptance or some way to stay in honor and not get thrown in jail, that might be very useful for the general public. So I just wanted to kind of lay out a couple things that have really been on my mind.
Excellent. Excellent points. No, we'll try to pursue in what time that we have, whatever we can do. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Rick.
You're giving us a good menu to think about. I think right now we're at break time, and I have another call coming up from Massachusetts, of all places. And I think, let me see if I can say hello. Is this Scott from Massachusetts?
Rick, is
Scott.
It is,
Scott,
Rick.
Is that Scott?
It's me, buddy. And
hey, where the heck have you been, Scott? Great to hear your voice. I have lost your number, and I've been trying to contact you. I should have just called Mossad.
They got me. It's terrible. I'm telling you. I'm under wraps, and treetop flying, Rick. And I just wanted to, and Art's there with you right now?
Yes, he is. Art's here, too. Art, you remember Scott Smith, my co-host?
Yes.
Hi, Art. It's a pleasure to be able to speak with you and Rick this afternoon. Thank you for all that you do. And I just wanted to bring to the people out there, Rick, that I believe right now we're in the separation and the gathering of the wheat and the tares as we speak.
Yes.
That's the Lord. We are in the process of the gathering and the separation. And it won't be long until the fire.
Oh, and that fire will that come. Chapter... A real holocaust of flame. Can you stay on a couple of more minutes, Scott?
Fine, Rick.
Oh, great. Great to hear your voice. All right, we'll come right back with Scott and Art. Rick Adams Uncensored here on RVN.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we have Scott and Art with us. And Scott, can you come back on our program here on RBN and share the podium with us in the future?
I can take some time with you, Rick. I would be happy to do that with you and Art.
All right. Do you have my number? You still have my number?
I think that's like three cell phones ago or something.
Probably, yeah. I don't use the smartphone.
Do you want to give me a number right now, Rick, or you want to do it later? What do you want to do?
I will do it. I will have my producer give it to you, okay? Ken will give it to you if you stay on the line. But go ahead, finish your thought, and then stay on the line. Ken will give it to you. I'll give it to him, okay? Go ahead.
All right, Rick.
Say what you
want
to say, Scott.
Well, I you know, Rick, I didn't think I'd see this, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I always felt internally that I would, very strangely, and but you know, I knew that there was a long way to go in order for all of the culmination of prophecy of Revelation to come. But right now, at this time, it's critical for all the brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus to decide now, because they are coming for us to take the vaccine. We're going to have pressure. We are being acclimated to our homes, just like the Jews were by Hitler and all of them, and the Gypsies and the Catholics and everybody that they wanted to exterminate. They were sent to their homes and ghettoized and starved slowly. And that's the process that is undergoing right now by the societies that take part in this, which is everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're gonna come after everybody for Revelation 13 for the mark of the beast. And anyone who takes it is doomed. In the Revelation and of our Lord, on a number of occasions, it specifically states that those who receive it will burn in the lake of fire for eternity. So to all my brothers and sisters out there, please heed the warnings of the word of the Lord. The other thing is, to all my brother veterans out there, it's time to man up, okay? It's time to man up, because what we went and sacrificed for is being taken from us as we're here. We have to be smart about it.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm open carrying from now on. Wherever I go, I'm open carrying, and that's the first step. To let these people know that there are veterans and patriots of this country and freedoms that are willing to fight and die, period.
Oh, good. All right. I mean, it sounds like old times, doesn't it, Scott, huh? All right.
Well,
Art, do you have any comment for Scott,
yes,
our brother?
Do you know anything about Esther Gordon Epstein, the head of the ADL up there in Boston? She looks almost like she's directly related to Jeff Epstein. And what's happened with Brandeis in Newtown, Massachusetts?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things going on in Massachusetts. What Baker's doing right now, he's leading the way in terms of this tracking. And he just hired 1,000 ex-government trackers to maintain the grid that they're developing for us.
Yeah, I hate to cut you guys off, but we're going to be cut off. Let's do it again next week. Art, maybe Scott will have you on. Your number, my number will be on the phone. Just hang on the line. Good to hear you, folks. Thank you all. See you next week.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.